Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for listening in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you press the number 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Okay? And I will put you on the air. That's what it's all about, right? Join me. 516-531-9483. We're going to have a good time. Hey, and let's pay some bills. Today's show has been sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And also, you guys, hey, visit my website, Frank Williams Realty. You can find me at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And you can go in there, take a look around. You can look for a home, apartments. You can look for anything residential on that site. Okay. And if you would, just shoot me a little email. Let me know what's going on with you. If you're trying to sell or buy, or know someone who wants to sell or buy, let me know. I can help them from start to finish. I'll hold their hands all the way through the process. Okay? Just get with me, guys. There are plenty of referral fees in there for you guys to make some money right along with me. Okay? So, hey, why not do it together? All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, let's see. Before I get into the show, let's do a word of the day, okay? And today's word of the day is amicable. Amicable. Amicable is an adjective, and it means characterized by friendly goodwill or peaceable. Okay, you're amicable. You guys are characterized by friendly goodwill, or you're also peaceable. You're peaceful people. Okay, peaceful people, and that's how it should be, right? And again, thanks guys for tuning to the show, and welcome. 516-531-9483. Call the show, guys. Let's see. Today's show is entitled, with the fourth pick, the Atlanta Falcons select whom? Who are we going to pick? Okay. And what we're going to do is, you know, I want to discuss the possibilities of the Falcons pick. Okay. Because, you know, people are saying a lot of different things. You know, I listen to the sports show, you know, morning and whenever I get in my truck. Whether I'm driving to work or driving to the store or whatever I'm doing, take my truck or drive somewhere, then I have it on the sports channel, okay? The sports, all right? And so, you know, these guys, okay, everybody has their own opinion, hypothesis of what's, you know, getting ready to happen. Okay. I don't know. You know, hypothetically, they could pick anybody. Let's not go with that. Okay. Let's not go with that. Simply because you got the, you got the Falcons here. And they're saying, okay, Jacksonville, the first pick, they're going to take Trevor Lawrence. Okay? Trevor Lawrence. Then you got, you still got Justin Fields out there. You still got, what's the guy from Alabama? Mark something, Alabama. Okay? And then you got Trey Lance. Okay, Mac Jones, that's his name, from Alabama. Mac Jones, you got Justin Fields, you got Trey Lance, and it's another one out there. Can't remember his name. I think his last name starts with a W. If you know it, guys, call me and tell me. I think his last name starts with a W. But, you know, if you think about it, Jacksonville going to take Trevor number one. The second pick is the Jets. They're saying the Jets may take, you know, or Trey Lance or this other guy, Jacob something. I can't get his name. Can't pick it up. Just take him at number two. San Francisco got the number three pick. They're talking about taking Mac Jones from Alabama, okay? But we don't think Mac Jones fit with what Kyle Shanahan's doing, so I think Kyle Shanahan throwing up a smoke screen, okay? I think San Francisco going to take Trey Lance, okay? Or that other guy. I can't think of his name. All right. So, and here's Atlanta with the fourth pick. And, okay, you got people still out there. You got Justin Fields still out there. You had a boy from Florida. What's his name? Kyle Pitts. You got that boy from Florida, Kyle Pitts. You got everybody. You know, you got a lot of people left out there, a lot of great players left out there to pick from. Who are you going to pick? Who are the Falcons going to grab a hold of? Okay, it's exciting, and it comes on at 8 o'clock or 8:05 or something like that. I think the first pick at 8:15. Okay. So anyway, you know, get your beverage, your favorite beverage, get your, you know, a nice little plate to eat, sit down, watch the draft. That's what I'm going to try to do. Okay. That's what I'm going to try to do. And by that, I mean, you know, everything's ready. I have to cook some cornbread. So I'll cook some cornbread, you know, right after the show. I'll go cook some cornbread and we're having some good old neck bones. We've been cooking all day long in the slow cooker. Right? Oh my God. And you know, that's going to be my lunch tomorrow, too. And that's what I do. At night, I cook enough for everybody to eat, and then I'll have enough to take for my lunch in the morning. So that doesn't be a worry for me in the morning. I have enough worries in the morning, you know. It's such a struggle to, you know, trying to get me go to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh man, you know, I'm trying to get ready to go to work, trying to think of somehow, you know, how can I not go to work? But, you know, I go to work and try to get things done best I can. And you know, that's the way it is. It's just like the Falcons tonight. I mean, you can make all your predictions that you want, but you don't know until they do it who they're going to pick up. If they're going to trade down, you know, and let somebody else have that fourth pick and take the 16th pick or something like that, ninth pick or whatever, I don't know. They say New England want to move up in the draft. But, you know, I like I said, I don't know. But I think with the fourth pick, and if Justin Fields is sitting there, we should pick up Justin Fields. He already just north of Atlanta right now, sitting up there at the crib, chilling, waiting on his phone call. You know, and that's the phone call that he going to get with the Falcons. Watch. I guarantee you. Watch and see. That's who it's going to be right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's who it's going to be right there. You know? I don't know. You know, I could call someone, couldn't I? Let's see. Who can I call? Let's see. Let me call Jarvis. I'm gonna call Jarvis. Let me see if I can find Jarvis' number. Talk to Jarvis and see if who he says that you know we got. Let's see if I can get Jarvis on the phone for now. 0 1. Let's see, place guessing screen the room. Okay, I got it. Okay. Okay, I think I got it. See if I can. Oh, the car dropped the zone. That was funny. Anyway, I'm not gonna try that again. Well, you know, but what I was saying is that the Falcons sitting right there at the number 4 pick tonight. And again, if Justin Fields still sitting there, if Kyle Pitts should still be sitting there, you know, Najee Harris, all these guys should still be sitting there when the Falcons make the 4 pick. So we're going to have our share. We're going to have a big pile to pick and choose from. It's a few great players that's going to be left right there. When we pick number 4, we got the 4th pick. I mean, that's high in the draft. We hadn't been this high, I don't think, since like Matt Ryan. When we drafted Matt Ryan, you know, we were like high up there in the draft. You know, and he been here ever since. And see, that's another thing. You know, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, they're not willing to renegotiate their contract. So it's no money out there for us. So somebody's got to go. We got to clear some cap space, right? So I think, you know, I think Julio's going to be trade bait tonight. I know he's sitting at home thinking that himself, you know, maybe even packing up his house. I don't know. Maybe he knows something that we don't know. But talks are that we have to get rid of a big salary to open up the cap and be able to bring somebody in. Right now, we don't have any money. So it looks like we'll probably be trading Julio Jones, and you know I'm sad because Julio's a big talent. You know, he's a big talent and he can play. You know, one of the top 5 receivers in the league, but at the same time he didn't play. He's hurt a lot. I mean, he was up there in the top 3 and 4 right receivers in the league his first few years. I mean, he was dominating the game. And then next thing you know, he don't want to play. His hamstring hurt. He don't want to play because I think I pulled a little hammy right there. He don't want his foot hurt. You know. Man. Come on, man. He played nine out of 17 weeks last year. That's right at half. He played half a season, but got paid for a full season, right? And you know, you're making a lot of money now. You're gonna make a lot of money. Why not restructure? They're not taking anything away. They just want to restructure. Restructure means we're going to slide some things around and do it this way, and you're still going to get paid your money, but we're going to do it we're going to do it this way so we can bring somebody else in. Come on, man. Come on, man. But that's what's going to happen tonight. Y'all watch and see. We're going to trade Julio Jones to clear up some cap space so we can add some players onto the squad. You know, they probably done stopped taking Julio calls. they're looking at the phone. Like, who is that? That Julio. I'll talk to him a little later. But you know, you got to do. You have to do something. I'm serious now. I'm serious. You have to do something. And I'm all I'm saying is, if we don't take Justin Fields, it's gonna be some trouble. Cause we gotta have somebody to back up Matt Ryan. Right now, we have nobody. Matt Sharp, you know, he's 65 years old. He had to retire. He retired this year. Matt Sharp done made a lot of money. And, you know, so it's, you know, it's time now for Matt Ryan to lay it down. I think, you know, I don't think Matt Ryan is our problem. I don't think he's our problem. But I don't think he have, you know, much time left. And I don't wish no hurt on nobody. But if we don't draft Justin Fields, if we don't draft the quarterback, Trey Lance or somebody, if we don't draft one of these quarterbacks, and again, I don't wish no hurt on nobody. Watch Matt Ryan hurt himself. Watch Matt Ryan get hurt during the season. And we have no quarterback. We're going to have a quarterback, but no top-notch quarterback. And, that's our problem. But supposedly now, we got a great general manager in, you know, or whatever you call him. I think you call him the general manager, who's going to be making the calls tonight. And, you know, we got a new front office in there. So hopefully they'll do things different. You know, this guy named Fontenot or something like that. Fontenot, he's supposed to be pretty good. He came from the New Orleans Saints. And he's the general manager now. He took Dimitroff's place. Dimitroff was a joke. He took Dimitroff's place, and so now, you know, this guy's supposedly going to come in and do a great job. Now, what else, what other kind of news we have? We got news that Aaron Rodgers told the Green Bay Packers that he didn't want to play in Green Bay again. That means that he don't want to play this next season. This just came out. This breaking news today. Today, when I was coming home from work, it was breaking news. You know, at 3:00, it was breaking news. The guys from ESPN broke it. Aaron Rodgers now has told the Green Bay Packers that he doesn't want to play for them next year. Let him out. And if he don't, he's just going to sit out. I mean, Aaron Rodgers done made over $100 million with the Packers. He ain't hurting for nothing. He can sit out a year. But, you know, the Packers went out last year and got them a quarterback. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers was like, man, I need an offensive lineman or another wide receiver, another weapon or something to go to come in here. Not somebody to come take my place. But they brought this guy in anyway, in love or something like that. So, but now he wants to go. Aaron Rodgers. And, man, I mean, all I can say is, okay. But who's going to make a move for Aaron Rodgers? And then the guys are telling me that the New Orleans Saints maybe going to pull some strings to get Aaron Rodgers. The New Orleans Saints. And the New Orleans Saints got a good chance at a great pick tonight. They got a good chance at getting the boy from I think he's from LSU, Chase, the wide receiver, Jabbar Chase or something like that from LSU. New Orleans got a chance to get him tonight. They were talking about Chase coming in and partnering up with this guy they got already, Michael Thomas. Now imagine, man, if this guy Chase can come in and do what he's been doing in college, or something, you know, close to that, man. And then you bring Aaron Rodgers in there. Think about it, man. Now that's crazy. But serious business. Aaron Rodgers did say that he didn't want to play for the Green Bay Packers this year. Okay, so you know, he might, I don't know if he's going to sit out or he's going to be playing for somebody else this year, but, you know, if he sit out, he can still make a few million from Jeopardy. So he hosted Jeopardy. Aaron Rodgers, yeah. So he can make some money if he want to lay football down for a year. I wouldn't recommend that, but, hey, who am I? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys, and press the number one on your keypad. Let's talk. Tell me your thoughts of who the Falcons may pick with their fourth pick in tonight's draft. Y'all tell me. And then, you know, y'all might want to comment on Aaron Rodgers. The breaking news, Aaron Rodgers. It's true. Go to ESPN.com and check it out. So, you know, hey, maybe we'll trade Matt Ryan and get Aaron Rodgers. Maybe we can trade Julio and get Aaron Rodgers, baby. Something, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. But, man, make some kind of move. You know, you hear about these other teams making these moves. Man, make a move. But we did make a good move, though. We had a couple of good moves during the offseason. One of them that I really liked is we picked up, Cordero Patterson or Cordell. Something Patterson, whatever his name is, Cordero Patterson or something like that. And we picked him up, and he's a punt return specialist. He's fast, and, you know, he can get out there. He also play receiver. He'll do some running back. This guy multifunctional. He going to shake up the defense. And then think about him being out there with Julio and old boy on Calvin Ridley on the other. Well, not Julio. saying. We can deal Julio tonight. Y'all watch and see. Now the trade actually can't happen officially until June, but they can make that trade tonight. They can trade Julio tonight. Okay? They can trade Julio tonight. So that's what's going to happen. They're going to trade Julio tonight, clear up some cap space, and we're going to bring in a couple of people, a couple of big names, a couple of big names. That's what's going to happen tonight. Y'all watch and see. Because at number four now we're sitting there, you know, Jacksonville take Trevor, and then the Jets take whomever. I don't know who the Jets gonna pick. But the Jets take whomever. And then San Francisco, they keep throwing out Mac Jones. But that's a smoke screen. I think they're gonna take either Trey Lance or that other guy. I can't think of his name, but anyway. So then San Francisco, and then at number four, still gonna be sitting out there. Kyle Pitts still sitting out there. Najee Harris, all these guys still sitting out there. I don't think we're gonna pick. I don't think we're gonna draft a running back that high. We won't. We're not gonna do that. But it's got to be either Justin for that Trey Lance. But I think Trey Lance gonna be gone. So what do you guys think? Hey, from 706 area code, the first three digits are 887. Calling you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Man, Frank, this is Richard K. from Columbus, Georgia.
Rich.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rich.
Okay. What's going on, man? I called to give a couple thoughts, man. I had to get my two cents.
Appreciate that. Go ahead. You got it.
All right, man. So if you're a Falcons fan, you got to think to yourself, a team in our division just won the Super Bowl. And they brought everybody back. Not a couple people, not just the defense. They brought everybody back.
Everybody.
So how close are we to that team? Not only that team, our nemesis, the New Orleans Saints. I mean, you could argue they brought everybody back except the quarterback, you know, but okay. They could be upgrading by default, you know. Drew Brees, an older guy, you know, they got a new quarterback coming in. They actually might be better. The other players might play better. So what can the Falcons do to catch up? There's really only one answer, and that's the trade back. I know that's not the popular pick, but you got to trade back. What is drafting? And I get it. The tight end is supposed to be the best in the last 20 years, I get it. But at the end of the day, he's still a tight end. How much can that really help the team if you're planning on trading Julio? So you trade Julio, you draft the stud tight end. I mean, you got that the same thing? I mean, I don't know. I think they should trade back, get a couple more picks, really go all in on the defense. And just hope for the best, man. I just don't see it playing out good tonight for the Falcons, though. Just being an observer of the Falcons for years and years, I just see them. Like if they said they're drafting one of the offensive linemen, I just wouldn't even be shocked. Especially if it's a quarterback. I'm just telling you for money. They draft a quarterback, I'm gonna go berserk.
Well, I'm telling you, Rich, that's what everybody been saying. That's what everybody been saying. But people in Atlanta just on the edge with Matt Ryan. They just on the edge with Matt Ryan. And I don't think Matt Ryan's our problem. I don't think Matt Ryan's our problem. I think our problem is on defense.
Agree. Tonight's going to prove that it wasn't Matt Ryan. Because I think Kyle Shanahan is really going to show his card tonight when he picks Mac Jones. That's obviously the wrong pick. I mean, that guy, I get it. He put up some incredible stats. But anybody that's watched college football the last 20 years know that was probably the most stacked team on offense outside of the LSU team the year before. I mean, come on. Now, how is this guy really a third pick in the draft?
Yeah, you had the best running back. You had two or three of the best receivers in the country. You got the best offensive line in the country. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's funny, man. Kyle Shanahan, he's the reason why the Falcons don't have a Super Bowl ring right now. And I think it's going to show his ugly head again when he makes this wrong pick. So I think I've always thought the fans are misplaced with Matt Ryan, but I understand he's been there a long time. But the organization chose to give him an extension, so he's stuck. So it just don't make sense to drop a quarterback. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, this Aaron Rodgers news, you give him Julio and Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Well, lay everything on the table.
You know, I know that guy can play. So, I mean,
man.
I'm surprised that even came out tonight. But that's going to be interesting to watch.
And to watch for that, because man, it come out right here before the draft on draft day. That news
right.
pop out.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was my thoughts, man. I get talking brain on about this draft, but the Falcons, man, I'm really interested to see what they do. I mean, I guess at the minimum, if they take Pitt, I get it. The best talent in the draft, so maybe you know, you pair him with Julio. But see, that's the thing. The Falcons always do Falcon stuff. You draft Pitt, but you want to trade Julio. I mean. You're supposed to be adding Pitts to Julio and Calvin Ridley. I mean, I don't get it.
I mean, we don't have the money. The Falcons don't have the money. Simple as that. So they're gonna have to do something drastic with his pick. They're gonna have to trade Julio, man. Watch and see, man. They're gonna trade Julio Jones, and I don't know who they're gonna pick. Who knows who they're gonna pick? We'll find out in a few couple of hours. But man, we're going to see, man. That's why I wanted to do this show tonight. You know, a lot of people up on the show, but I wanted to do this show tonight because I know everybody's thinking a lot of different stuff and a lot of different things. I done heard everything about them picking some offensive lineman and all this stuff, them moving down to number 9 and New England trading up with us or something. I mean, it's all kind of stuff out there, man.
Wow, that'll be a shocker to get New England up in there. And don't you hate that? When you, a team like that wants to come and get your pick, it makes you think, now, man, who they going to get? You know,
who they gonna,
should we be picking?
Yeah, who they going to pick up? Because it's only three players that are going to be gone off the board. So you still got a plethora of people to choose from.
Bill Belichick want to get? We're going to see, but I will be tuned in for at least the first 15 picks. Depending on how long they take, but
I tell you, man, I definitely want to see what they do. And now that this Aaron Rodgers news is out there, man,
yeah.
You know, telling what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, man. Just before I go, I'm going to say the one thing. Everybody's going to think I'm crazy. I do think it's a chance that the number one pick isn't Trevor Lawrence. I think I'm going to throw that out there. I don't know who, but if anything, I did read a couple of weeks ago that Urban Meyer and his connection to Ohio State, they could take Justin Fields. I know that's out there. That might seem not possible right now, but you never know.
Well, something else I heard, and I don't know how true this is either, but I also heard that Jacksonville was offering Tim Tebow to come back to work.
Tebow?
Tim Tebow, man.
How did he make this?
Tim Tebow, man.
I heard that today, man. I haven't been on the TV yet. Because
Jacksonville had the chance to draft Tebow when he came out of Florida, and they didn't. That was their downfall right there.
He was
sitting right there when they picked. Why didn't they pick Tim Tebow, man?
Because they knew he couldn't play quarterback.
Go with that.
Man, that boy owned Florida for them 4 years he was down there. That boy, he should have been playing in Jacksonville. They would have filled up the stadium, made all the money they needed to make, and might have won a few games.
Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah.
A little late, though.
Yeah.
All right, Frank.
We'll see. All right, Rich. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir.
So again, guys, I just, Rich gave his picks and what he thought might be happening in a little while. I told you guys what I been hearing or what I'm thinking might happen. We'll see in a little bit. I know I'll probably get a lot of texts tonight saying, Frank, you were wrong about that. Frank, you were right about that. One or the other. It's going to be. But it's going to be, it's exciting. It's exciting. So, hey guys, I'm going to slow it down. Gonna roll it back. Gonna kick my feet up. You guys take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Come on.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were...